from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Guru 95.7 The Game.
They're all gone now, Goo. They're all gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are you speaking about?
My kids.
Oh, Steiny.
They're all gone now.
And you just think about what? They'll be back for Thanksgiving.
Not all of them.
Oh, man. I'm hugging you from over here. I'm about to do it next week, man.
I got one who works in Washington, D.C. I got another now who works in London. The youngest now attending college in New Orleans. Your boy goes back to Oakland today. He'll walk in the front door. The house is going to be empty.
Wow, man.
Just just like Steph supporting Cass. Just empty.
We don't know yet. You know the worst part about that? Go ahead. It's your moment.
The dog doesn't even get as excited to see me anymore,
Rosie,
because the dog knows there are people missing.
Man.
Parents, look, it's pretty simple. Don't let your kids go to college.
But now you got to watch the news to be concerned about what jumps and pops off in D.C., in London, when they're at home in your little nest, it's the neighborhood and their schools. But that part about it is nerve-wracking. Like, I'm like, North Carolina, I'm chatting, you know, like you never know. And now you got to do that four times over.
But less happens in Greensboro than in Oakland.
Well, you never know.
No, you never know. Yeah. But on balance... And speaking
I'm
of balance,
I'm hugging you from over here, man. Sports for a moment.
I'm going to be hugging you next week.
Well, you won't see me.
I'm going to be hugging you.
You would have.
You got to do the same thing.
But I've done it, so I'm kind of used to it. Man, Steiny, nobody at the crib?
Nobody. Except the dog.
You should rent a room out.
Nah, you don't want that.
You could do it. Get a little chicken.
Anyway, it's a sad day.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I'm... Nah, just a little down. Even though Curry put on a show. What a show he put on.
What does it mean, though, right, partner? It ain't his fault. My fault.
What does it mean?
No limit. It's got to follow on top of his cryptic comments that we talked about on this station, not just our show, everybody, when he basically was letting them know bottom feeding ain't good enough. So whatever the Warrior season is going to be this year, people, it better not equate to bottom feeders, because this man, who still has a lot left, you got to appease him. And you got to appease him by getting him some talent. And the what? You know what?
Couldn't you appease him by trading him to a team?
Well, that's worst case scenario. We don't want that. We're trying to that little exercise you did where Ant and Cat or Ant and whoever.
I didn't even mention them. Yeah, good call.
I just it's really bothering me that we can't do it with the Warriors.
Why aren't you mad at Clay? Because he was a number two and he fell off.
He got hurt. He didn't fall off. He had two catastrophic injuries. Shout out to my Dr. Joe Jolly.
Why don't you get mad at Wiggins? He was the number two.
I can get mad. Who went to get him?
What?
Who went to get Wiggins? He didn't force himself on us. They went and got him.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
But you know what I mean. Wiggins got to have a bounce back this year, man.
Come to think of it, you know, there are a lot of parallels between Steph Curry and myself. You know, me walking into an empty house, we both need a little help right now.
No, that's real, man.
I'm
here for you.
I need a number two, just like Steph.
I'm your number one.
Yeah. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin's in San Francisco.
Hey, Dot.
What's up, Kevin? How you doing, man?
Thank you, guys. Yeah. Thank you. I'm very happy that you finally let me get a word in. I'm listening to you, and you're trying to throw me off. But let me get back to the Warriors and Mr. Steph Curry.
Yeah.
So my thing is this. The way the Warriors can make it back is Draymond Green. How many games did Draymond Green miss last year? 27?
Something like that, yeah.
Was it 27? Yeah. And if we would have won, if he'd have stayed those 27 and we would have won half of those games, we'd have been there 60 games.
Yep.
Wouldn't we? We'd have been there 60.
Well, they didn't go 0-27.
The key is Draymond Green.
Uh-oh.
We done created a monster with him.
Yep.
But don't forget when we won the championship and we played that boy, that big old boy from Denver. Draymond was all over his butt. Draymond is the key, but yet he got the nerve to say, you know, I ain't going to just make it to the playoffs. Draymond is the key. He can push these guys. When we won the championship and he got sent out for a game, what did he tell the center? He said, I want you to get at least 15. Homeboy got 22 rebounds. Draymond is the key. He's either our Achilles heel or he's the one to take us with to the championship to help Steph because he knows how to feed the ball to everybody. It is Draymond Green is the key. And that's my thing. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Kevin. And I don't like that one bit.
You know, it's risque.
I don't like that one bit.
He's spot on. We've all said it. But I wanted you to jump in and get him like, what makes you think he's going to change? Like, I'm really, he's not going to be suspended this year for more than five games.
Oh, only five. By the way, if he missed 27 games, they didn't go 0-27.
But give us seven wins out of those 27 of the losses.
I'm sure they won like 12 of them.
Yeah.
12-15 or something like that.
Well, if the 15 were 11 losses, that's four more wins on the ledger. Mm. Bang, bang, no playing.
Okay, well then quit asking for a number two. What is it?
Well,
quit asking for a number two if you're a 54-win team.
A scoring number two.
Oh.
Somebody that can, you know, put up points.
I got you. Yeah, let's just take some call. You know, so, can somebody help me here? Evan, let me go to you on this. And I just first, from the Xfinity Mobile text line, 415, I tuned in today thinking we talk about and celebrate Curry's golden achievement at the Olympics.
Yes, that's what we've done.
But all I hear is the doom and gloom of the upcoming Warrior season. Let's stop and embrace this moment, the greatness of Steph, because we won't have too many more moments like this. Can I ask a question?
And don't be negative. That ending was negative.
I'm being dead serious. Okay. For the next 2 hours, let's celebrate Steph Curry. Like, what does that look like? I'll tell you what, this guy's one of the greatest players of all time. Okay, that hasn't changed. I'll tell you what, this guy, that might have been his crowning achievement.
We've done that for 2 hours, and we could keep doing it.
Like, what?
Are you not hearing?
What does celebrating Steph Curry mean to you? Well, in the context of 95-7 the game.
Well, I think celebrating Steph has become, I don't want this to come off sounding wrong, but a harder thing to do throughout the years because he continues to just defy, like, I mean, everything in basketball, right? I mean, every time you think that he's done doing things like this or done having moments like this, he just does it. So celebrating Steph, like, I mean, should we just go down the list of accomplishments?
We can. I mean,
did he just run down his resume? Because it's unmatched outside of maybe the two guys that he had a chance to play alongside in Durant and LeBron, and he's maybe more accomplished than both of them, depending on who you ask. So, I don't know. I mean, like...
And what have you heard that was negative?
Well, like, I saw a stat out there that he's the only player that scored 35-plus in an NCAA tournament game and an Olympic game. So, like, literally throughout his entire life in these do-or-die games, he's never not... risen to the occasion,
right?
So I don't know what you want. I mean you love the moment, but that also the last comment from the text makes me think too. So every time he has a big game this upcoming regular season, we're supposed to just stop the show and talk about how great he is. Well, if the Warriors are a 500 basketball team, like,
no, their fear was there's not going to be any more great moments. That's how he or she ended that text. And I'm like, that's negative one.
We don't have too many more moments like
this. Yeah, but we've been on 2 hours and we talked about where does this rank, how great, and how can we keep this thing going from a Warrior perspective. That's not negative. I'll tell you when we're negative.
But I think that the reason why it's so special in these moments are just revered is because you don't know how many of them there are left. And I don't think that's negative. I think that's human. I mean, you wonder how many more times he's able to do something like that. That's why we watch the games. It's because you don't know when he's going to have those kind of performances, and he seemingly is able to do it more often than not.
Yeah, I mean, I
give him a little help, Evan. A little help. Brother need a little help.
I guess maybe that's negative.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm not saying.
I got you.
But, you know, to me... What he did on Saturday, it's right up there with winning the fourth title.
And what he did against Serbia, Stani, this was 2 days, 17 to 27, 63% from three.
Exactly. So we can rank him if we want. I said it. I think that you could make a case that Steph was more clutch in the last two games than at any other time in his career. But you say that, and it feels like you're diminishing what he's done in the NBA.
Not at all.
I'm just looking at those games, and when you are a big favorite and you are on the brink of losing, to me, that's more pressure than just about any other type of game you can imagine.
Facts.
Heavy favorites, you're down, now the pressure's on, and he came through. So I absolutely put those two performances up there with some of his greatest performances of all time.
But when he's a Warrior, Stani, you guys allow me, Evan, if this fits, I feel like he had the pressure of Steve Kerr, LeBron, AD, every other great player or future Hall of Famer that was on that roster. Steph kind of saved them from the ridicule that was coming their way, even his coach. And that makes it more pressure to me, times 100.
That's why.
And that's why you see all the exuberance from KD and all his teammates, like Anthony Edwards. What did he tell?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Tell him in the video. I don't know if you saw it. It was on IG's 90. Anthony Edwards, minutes after it's over, is doing a video with his guy that closed it, says, "You just showed up a couple days ago." Like, I love that. Like, and Steph's laughing like, "You're right, but I showed up big."
Let's go to Bill in Mountain View. Hey, Bill, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Good. Steiny, I feel your pain about the empty nest.
Oh.
That's a tough week or so as an adjustment there. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll just say... I watched the end of the Serbia game. I watched the end of the France game. It was a pleasure to watch Durant play. It was a pleasure to see him make that really tough shot when they really needed that basket against Serbia. It was a pleasure to watch Curry play, especially at the end of the France game, obviously. And the other thing I'll say is that it was a pleasure to do that and not have to even think about Green. And so
wow.
I think if the Warriors really want to try and do something to maximize Curry, give him somebody to play with. Trade Green, get Durant, and have the two of them put together whatever they can put together. And let the future, worry about the future. Because, as you pointed out, Steiny, just because you have a number one pick doesn't mean there's going to be anybody there to pick.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my thought.
Thanks, Bill. I'm kind of with.
I hate to break it to Bill, Steiny. Dre's never going to get traded. Wherever Steph's at, Dre's going to be there. Unless
he might not get traded. He might not get traded. Yeah. But I mean, if you want to. Go from point A to point B, I'll do it. I mean, there's absolutely no doubt Steph Curry is having had a blast. He said he's had more fun in this 40 days than the last couple years.
He did say that.
Why?
Yeah.
You know why? Because he was playing with Draymond Green the last 2 years, and it wasn't fun. Because he was the impetus to the Warriors not having fun the last 2 years. That I agree with. Let's go to Brian in Palo Alto. What's up, Brian? How you doing,
PPA, man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Dynamite.
I think the best way you celebrate Steph, who is, in my opinion, the best player of this generation,
okay,
and the absolute, and really outside of Jordan, the best clutch player I've ever seen in my life. It's the number of games that he's closed out, not just like game-winning shots, but just ice games in the last 3-4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 10 years, it's just infinitely more than anybody else. I think the best way to celebrate them is by not overvaluing mediocre players like Jonathan Kuminga and Brandon Podzinski, right? I mean, the utter preposterousness of Pods being untouchable in a deal to get Steph some real help is just, like, just makes me say, like, Lake Up's gone full Jerry Jones Lake Up mode now, right? where it's like, yeah, he had a run, and now he's just, hey, my sons are in the room, you know, hey, I don't care anymore. So, yeah, I think the best way you honor Steph is to, you know, make an actual real concerted effort to get him a real number two and not say Kuminga. I mean, Kuminga getting $224 million is like literally that'd be the worst contract I've ever seen in the NBA ever. He's not even, I mean, the guy's, he's not a good player. He jumps. It's basically his one skill. And so, yeah, I'd like to see them, value Steph and not overvalue guys that don't deserve overvaluing.
Hey, B, before you leave, let me ask you this. Do you really believe that the Warriors did not want to move pods to get that deal expedited? Do you really believe that was the hang-up? I don't.
Okay, well, what would be the reason to is the reason you float that to say to give yourself cover? You couldn't get him, or Utah didn't want Pods, and so now they come out and say Pods was untouchable anyways? I don't know. I don't really understand the logic around that. That's what I'd like to see. Yeah, don't over at this point, Kuminga floating that he wants $224 million. I mean, like, that's everything wrong with the second timeline, right, is these guys who think they're something they aren't. Wiseman, thought he was something he wasn't, and they held on to him too long. Kuminga probably should have moved him by now. Pods thinks he's the face of the franchise now. It's like, it's ridiculous. These guys are nothing compared to Steph Curry. Nothing. Not Curry 10 years ago, 5 years ago, and now they are nothing. That's my take. Have a great day.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I'm not for mortgaging the future. I'm not a big fan of having to give up future firsts. But I do agree with Brian that stop saying you're going big game hunting if you're really not ready to go all the way in for big game hunting. And listen, there's two different things here. One is you're dealing with the Utah Jazz and Markkanen's available and they want a couple firsts and they want this and they want that and they want, clearly they wanted something you didn't want to give them. Fine. But then if you're not willing to make that last concession to get a guy you think can run with Steph Curry, then kind of stop leading people on to make them believe that we are going to do anything for Steph Curry. You can't simultaneously say we'll do everything for Steph Curry to maximize his window in the next 2 years, but yeah, we're not prepared to give up Kuminga or Pajemski. Those are two incongruous thoughts. And that's why
it didn't happen, man. But I hear you. I believe Utah didn't. They were like BPA asked me. I believe that wasn't enough for Utah.
Well, the other thing is
Pods and Kuminga. Like I thought Ainge was like, yeah, that ain't enough.
Well, I don't know about that.
Because turn around and give them 227 lets me know you really love said player.
Well, maybe they didn't want to pay him 225, but they did because of the same reason the Warriors gave Poole his money, because the alternative was to have Markkanen play on a one-year deal with just 1 year left. Maybe they still, who knows what's going to happen with Markkanen after this year. Let's go to Andre. Andre's in New Jersey. What's up, Andre? How you doing, man?
I've been doing okay, Steiny. Obviously, the Olympics was amazing to watch.
Yep.
Steph Curry proving once again that he is beyond the greatest shooter ever. I believe, mainstream media, as well as others, independent media, need to start acknowledging him as greater than that, as quite possibly the greatest scorer and shot maker ever.
I'll go there. Yeah, sure.
And that's why... Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, I haven't disagreed with you so far, Dre.
Perfect. So then you would also agree that the Warriors should have, at this point, paired Steph with a second option that could elevate his game. He's more than deserving of it. And the Olympics, if anything, were a reminder that the Warriors still to this day have an obligation to surround Steph with as much help as possible. And as you've been saying, if they were never serious about Lauri Markkanen, then they shouldn't have entered the discussions in the first place. I was a major proponent of acquiring Lauri Markkanen. I don't believe you were as much, but maybe we can find some common ground, because at the end of the day, every fan and a lot of media has a voice, and we need the Warriors front office to hear this, Joe Lacob to hear this. The deadline is the last chance. If a player is available for the right asking price, you go all in, and you do not waste this man's final window that we have, because guess what? You will never, ever, ever, and if you do, it's going to be decades until you have a window this valuable, even at the age of 36 for Steph Curry. Even at the age of 36, and you saw what he did, showing up against the likes of Nikola Jokic, who's considered the best player in the world, check. Showing up on the same court as LeBron James and Kevin Durant, Victor Wembanyama, the next coming of the NBA's face of the
Andre,
league, check.
Andre.
I feel like I know him!
Andre, the bottom line is this. You feel like Lacob's going halfway.
Absolutely. He's not all in, and I don't feel like he is willing to part ways with assets. With all due respect to Brandon Pajemski, and I was one of the few people that were an advocate for Pods, even during his summer league struggles last year, I was all over rooting for Pods, understanding that his impact is far beyond the stat sheet and the box score. But at the end of the day, he will. His ceiling is a role player, and he will. It's very unlikely.
Don't be a stranger. Don't be a stranger.
Andre, gotta go. Gotta go. It's 12:26:38.
Yeah.
Andre in New Jersey calling out Joe Lacob. Hey, don't forget, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? That segment brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. I'll get to some more calls on the other side. We got action on the lines on 95.7 The Game.
Back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
Thanks, Steph. How you doing, buddy?
My man. I'm sure he's doing well, Steiny. Neck hurting from that gold medal.
So, somebody explained to me this, and I heard this once. So, is it true that smoking a cigar is worse than smoking a cigarette? I've heard that.
And I have, like, a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah.
I've heard that. That's the equal.
Well, if you inhale, but I thought the whole point of a cigar is you're not supposed to inhale the smoke.
But something's going in, Evan. It ain't good for you.
You're not just going. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I can't do it.
My point is I kind of don't like when these guys smoke cigars and they're pro athletes.
Oh, that's
weird. Especially like Jordan. He's smoking four games.
Yeah, he's telling you.
I know, but don't worry about me. If I said to you, oh, yeah, dude, didn't you realize Steph Curry smokes two cigarettes at halftime every game? You'd be like, what?
But I'd be
he
more.
He fires up a cigar and nobody cares. Yeah. But what if a cigar is worse for you?
But it's obviously not.
I don't know.
It's what you give and what you put in.
Get your teeth all messed up.
A lot of you still smoke at halftime.
So did Bob Lanier.
Bob Lanier smoked?
Oh, yeah. During his career.
Yeah.
You're right. The National Cancer Institute saying cigar smoke has a higher level of cancer-causing substances.
What is Steph doing?
Don't kill the messenger.
Steph!
Yeah?
I got some Marlboros for you.
Look at you.
Do those instead.
Menthols.
More of an American Spirits guy.
Blue or yellow?
Blue.
Yeah. Shout out the Lions Den. Remember, I just went there here in the city, a cigar lounge. It was off the chain. Oh. Upper echelon cigar smokers.
Yeah, people were, you want to celebrate Steph Curry? I'll celebrate him in a way that you probably haven't heard before. This is to me, one of the reasons that he is unlike any other player. You ready, Goo?
Yep.
Here's how I'm going to do it. Who's the greatest passer of all time? Yeah, greatest passer of all time.
Magic Johnson.
Okay. That's fair. I got him on my list.
Okay.
I think you could put Bird there.
Yeah. You could put LeBron there.
Yeah, I think you could put LeBron there.
I appreciate it.
I think you could put John Stockton there.
No doubt.
I think you could put Pete Maravich
there. Steve Nash.
Yeah. Who's the greatest rebounder of all time?
Dennis Rodman.
Okay. I think you could put Will Chamberlain there. I think you could put Moses Malone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Who's the greatest defensive player of all time?
Wow. Michael Jordan.
Okay. I got him on my list. I got Rodman on my list, too.
I'm not mad at that.
And Wemby.
I got Draymond Green on my list.
Not mad at that, Day-Day.
Okay. This is what I mean. You ready?
Yep.
Who's the greatest shooter of all time?
Buddy Hield.
Stephen Wardell Curry.
And there's no argument. There's no argument. Steph Curry is the greatest shooter in basketball history.
But that doesn't mean, and I love that,
what I'm saying is,
there's not other great ones, like Reggie Miller's a great shooter.
That's fine, but the difference between Curry and all the other shooters that have ever existed in basketball, it's greater than the difference between the greatest defender and the second best, and the greatest scorer and the second best.
Even
and the
great Prime Clay?
It's not, please, if you surveyed 100 pro players, who's the greatest shooter of all time? 100 will say Steph Curry.
But Ray Allen's up there too, though.
He's up there, but my point is,
the gap
100
is
people out of 100 would say Steph Curry's the greatest shooter of all time. If I said, well, who's the greatest defensive player of all time?
I got you.
70 would say Jordan. 20 would say Rodman. Yeah. 10 would say Draymond. Like, there has never been a player to me who's been the acknowledged greatest at a part of the game than Steph Curry.
That's real. I didn't know that's where you're going.
I got it. There you go. I just celebrated
Is
Steph
Curry. Is that a Steiny original, or you got that from somewhere?
Of course. Of course it's an original. There's nobody.
It's official.
I get it. It's an opinion. Nobody thinks there's been a better shooter in the history of the game than Steph Curry.
I agree with you.
Come on.
I agree.
Come on. Let's go to Cameron in North Carolina. Cameron. What's going on, Cameron?
Let's go.
Hey.
I got three things I want to say.
All right.
One, Stephen Curry is top three and he ain't three.
Top three, and he ain't three.
So he's top two.
Okay.
Number two, I want people to stop regulating Steph to just the shooter. Just the shooter is Klay Thompson. Just the shooter is Ray Allen, Reggie Miller. He's so much more than that. He got off-ball gravity. He made his teammates way better than anybody I ever seen play. And number three, if you want real discussion, go to playback.tv/chasingwins and playback.tv.
Oh, I didn't do that. I love plugging people.
Where do you think he was going?
He's probably
watched the Olympic game. I did that last night.
Oh, thanks, Cameron. Well, now you can get him off. No, I think he was probably plugging one of his own podcasts.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
All right, let's go through them one by one. I don't think Curry is a top two player of all time. Shot maker. That's the one thing I was thinking. Yeah, he's the greatest shot maker. But see,
he's my number one PG on my top five.
Yeah. If we'd say shot maker, I'd say perimeter shot maker. Because I don't think he's the greatest shot maker in penetration.
But he's added that to his game.
Yeah, but he's not Iverson.
Well, okay.
He's not Kyrie. He still doesn't finish like Kyrie.
Steiny, he's closed the gap
the
on
differentiation.
Those two guys.
Is I'm giving him shot maker on the perimeter.
But I'm giving him that, what you want, because you're not those guys doesn't mean you haven't added that to your repertoire. And he was doing that to Boston, going to the rack, doing it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't do a lot of it lately.
Last season, you mean?
Yeah, and then in the Olympics, it was mostly from perimeter.
Right. And that's why Bron got the MVP, Steiny, is he was more – he started – how many times we come in here, like, Bron's incredible, and then Curry got hot. He didn't get robbed of the MVP. He wanted his gold. He got it, and he was a big part of it. 17-27.
I didn't even know they gave away MVPs for the Olympics.
Yeah, that was I was like, Steph may have it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's now we're going to talk about that, just like the finals MVP. No, just can't. He just can't get that Olympic MVP.
Stop. Oh, no.
Chris is in Sonoma. Hey, Chris, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Good afternoon, fellas. Doing great. How about you?
Hey, hey. Dynamite.
Three things on this whole marketing thing. Number one, none of us know what was being offered by the Warriors and what was being demanded by Danny Ainge. However, I think we could all agree that whatever Ainge asked for was way too much. Number two, Markkanen is a nice player on a crappy team. Everybody needs to kind of step back and acknowledge that. He's not carrying anybody anywhere. And number three, could you guys fact check this for me, please? But I believe Markkanen only played 55 games last year, which is two-thirds of the season. So I'm not sold on that guy as being the great number two. I don't think he defends in the pick-and-roll game of the NBA very well. And, yeah, he's a really nice player, and he's 7 feet tall, and he can shoot. I don't think he's the difference maker. And we could debate this all day, fellas, but I think those three things are pretty much take to the bank.
Chris, I agree with everything. I completely agree with you.
Well, he's better than anybody you have on this team, so I'll give you that.
Maybe right
and
now.
You're right. They were team tank last year, Utah, so the games played, he was correct. Stoney, the bottom line is, it's just like Andrew Wiggins, and he doesn't have this problem of not showing up when he does play and he's locked in marketing. He would be your second best player, and that's what this is about. It's not about can marketing lead put the Warriors on his back. Can he do what Wiggins did? Find his niche and get in where you fit in. And collectively, they accomplished their goal. That's how I look at marketing.
Yeah, see, I think there's two things. If we're saying, we got to get Steph a number two, well, I'm with Chris, the previous caller. Okay, you get marketing, he would be their second best player.
Okay.
But he's not a good enough to really change the landscape of the Western Conference. Not to my way of thinking.
Yeah, 55 games last year, 66 the year before, 61. But Stani, he's a career 18-point-a-game scorer, averaged 25 in 2022 and 23 last year.
The other thing is, the reason Wiggins was the second best player on the championship team isn't just because he got 18 a game.
But he had talent.
It's because he defended.
Yeah.
Markkanen never defend like Wiggins. So, yeah, you'll get a number two scorer for Markkanen.
But he's never played with a defender like Draymond. That would make him a – you know what I'm saying? You could come in here lazy ass on D. That's going to go out the window. I would figure, Stoney. Letting you just be half-ass on D.
But who can do what Wiggins did 2 years ago?
And that's how, that just Nobody. Goes to how talented Wiggins is.
That's right. And that's why, you need more than just getting a 20-point scorer in here. You need somebody who can do multiple things and help the Warriors defensively. And Markkanen might make the Warriors worse defensively.
We forgot Jason Kidd on the great passers.
Yeah. Jason's in Philly. What's up, Jason? How you doing, man? Let's get some common sense
What's
in
up,
here.
Guys?
Philly,
What's
baby.
Up, baby. Oh, boy.
Hey. So I just wanted to touch on the fact that I think the theme for the offseason has been ego, pride, and hubris. And it's one of the things that makes Steph as great as he is. I remember when the documentary came out and watching him in college, and they show how he went a whole game at Davidson just passing to his other teammates, making because they were tripling him, zoning him up, double-teaming him, trapping him. And one of the great things about Steph is his ego management. But this offseason, we watched Klay unable to accept a new role in the reality of where his game is today. We watched Dre, who I'm done with now, after he came out and dissed Kerr, or not directly diss, but basically diss Kerr, showed that he thinks he can run around and do whatever he wants. And then the front office, the idea that they can do something that nobody else in the NBA does is build a winner from the middle. You either have to go bad or you have to go all the way in. There's no straddling the line. Mm. And the ego, hubris, and pride and all of that is hurting Steph. If we all recognize that he has 2 years left, maybe three, why waste a year trying to develop kids that even if they do make leaps this year, they still won't be good enough to help Steph win? So Steph's ego management, even in that, being conciliatory to the team and saying, hey, we see what you're doing. Even though deep down inside he's saying, get me a guy. I know he's saying, get right. me a guy. But I think that's one thing that we really have to look at Steph. And it also shows why he's such a great player and a unique player, because he makes players better even when he doesn't have the ball in his hand. Just by standing on the other side of the court, he can accept that role like he did a lot in the Olympics and make others great and not complain about it.
Good stuff, Jace. Appreciate it. To me, there's only three players in the NBA. There's only three players in the NBA who essentially could play with anybody. And that is Steph Curry, LeBron James, and Jokic. And what I mean by that is everybody else you'd have to pair with a certain kind of guy. Like, I don't believe Doncic and Kyrie Irving fit perfectly because I think they're both ball dominant. But when you look at LeBron and Curry, to me, and Jokic, they can be every bit as effective if they're not scoring. And I don't even put Giannis in that class. I think pick a star and Steph could play with him in any capacity. If Steph got teamed with Kyrie Irving tomorrow, that would be fine. He could play with Kyrie Irving. If Steph got teamed with Giannis, he could play with Giannis. There's not many guys who can play with every other star or superstar. And that's the one thing, to me, that separates Curry, LeBron, and Jokic from Anthony Davis, from Doncic, from Tatum, Embiid. That's just me.
No, you're getting me mad. I want to rip the mic out. It's funny you say that, and on the cusp of you saying that, and that's factual, I believe it, he's starving for another star. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get that part of it. We've seen it. I.e. Kevin Durant. How did that go? Went pretty well. But damn, man, there's nothing wrong with identifying, and I've been consistent with this. I'm not by myself. I didn't need to see him go off in the Olympics to where I said, Steiny, had he done what he's done for the organization, 4 rings, 2 MVPs, 26 last year. I know he kind of tired at the end, but my whole thing would be, you can't straddle, like the caller's point. You got to go all in for Steph, and when you rebuild, you rebuild. And here I am saying I feel like the organization tried. So we'll see where the chips roll, but the fact that he experienced this and being around all those talented guys, you do wonder, Steiny, if he, you know, what word am I looking for when your patience is wears thin if somehow they get off to a slow start?
Yeah. I don't know. See, this is what I mean. 408, and I'm not saying you're wrong. Giannis can play with anyone. Yeah, to me, he's not even close to in the same league as Curry in that regard, or LeBron or Jokic. Because I tell you what, if you paired up Giannis and Embiid, I don't think they're going to be like dominant. I don't think they necessarily bring out the best in each other. That's just me. Murillo in Petaluma. By the way, we're going to get into Niners at 1 o'clock. Niners at 1 o'clock. There's a lot going on. Well, there's stuff going on with other teams, too, that we'll talk about. What's up, Murillo? How you doing, buddy?
What's up, guys? Been a minute.
Yeah.
Doing well. Enjoying this sunny day up here. I am going to leave the marketing stuff outside the door. I think, especially at the minute they put that price tag on it, bye-bye. But salary-wise, what I wanted to talk about is the Steph Olympics One, I like what you said in the beginning, Steiny. I don't think those are comparables. I don't think you can draw the conclusion that he's going to have a good long season because of what we saw in the Olympics. Those are two parallel worlds. The rest, who he's playing with, the brain. I mean, you're playing with LeBron James. I mean, it's a pick and roll of LeBron and Durant with Booker and Steph on the corner. It's like, what? But my point is, what I liked about the Olympics was in both the girls and the boys, after the finals and the semifinals for that matter, we didn't see what we saw during the Dream Team, the original Dream Team, which was the opponent just being happy to be there. What I liked was the opponent, both Serbia and France felt like, ah, we had them. Maybe we could have got them. Guys, this was something unthinkable 25 years ago. And I think, I don't know if you guys watched Dennis Schroeder interview, which I think was very interesting, where he was saying the NBA is a little more about entertainment and the league makes sure that is reflected on the screen. Whereas in international basketball, you got to have IQ. And that's why I think Halliburton, Edwards, Tatum, these guys didn't see a lot of minutes because you need to rely on the brain because of the ruling and just how the game is played. So my question that I want to leave before I go, guys, is what do you think about the league making a conservative effort to bring some of those rulings so we can see a better brand of basketball in the NBA? Because it's too much entertainment. I need to see a little more IQ overall. What do you think about that? Thank you.
Goo, go ahead.
Well, the team that won the NBA Finals also had one of the best IQs team-wide, and that's the Boston Celtics. So I'll never throw shade at the NBA like he just did. And, you know, I love being entertained, and I love entertaining. But the bottom line is that's too far-fetched. That's not going to happen. So I know you could kind of play with the goaltending a little bit in the, with the Olympic rules. I don't like that. But the league, the AAU era has affected the league. But I don't think that's why Tatum and Edwards and the rest of the gang weren't playing. But I think the league is just fine.
I would just say I don't think there's ever been a dumb team that's won an NBA title.
Right.
The
Warriors damn near weren't it by any stretch.
I mean, I just think if you win it all,
Denver wasn't
dumb.
You have to
be pretty smart.
Right.
Yeah, and you could say Jokic is one of the smartest players in the league. Bobby's in Hayward.
Bobby.
What's up, Bobby? How you doing, man?
All right. How you doing, fellas?
Doing well.
Well, I realize we're moving on from marketing. I will admit I was a marketing fan probably a year ago from this day. Just, you know, I like the numbers, but moving on, back to Wiggins.
I like it.
I still like the backup center for Milwaukee.
Lopez?
It's a possibility. You know, throw some assets at him, see how that goes.
Portis.
I even like the other backup center. I think he's with Atlanta. But, you know, there are still some guys out there, and they don't have to be immediately, a two. They just need to buy in. And you know, I mean, I think if we make the playoffs, if we can make a move on the trade deadline and then make the playoffs, everybody's going to be hyped. Everybody's going to be looking forward to, you know, this team moving forward. But to do nothing because we missed out on marketing, that's not going to happen. We need to do something on this trade deadline. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Bobby.
How's it going, guys?
Yeah. Just to Bobby's points, real quick, they added three new players, got rid of one. Cornerstone, he's talking about next year, and I get it. I'm already all in. But, I mean, man.
Right. Now, you know, it's mid-August. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, September, October, November, December. Yeah, the Warriors have 6 months. They have six more months to try to get a big boy before the trade deadline. Question is, can they do it? I tell you what, I got to read this text from the Xfinity Mobile text line because some people, there's been more than one of these, but it's not me who's saying it. I'm just reading it. 415, are we going to pretend that the Olympics with a six-game season and a 40-minute game with an all-star roster are comparable to an NBA season. Meaning, let's pump the brakes on Steph having two great games because it won't translate when we get into January and the Warriors are playing their fifth game in 8 nights and he's playing with pods and he's going up against...
That's why we're all advocating on adding talent.
Yeah.
Nobody said that this means they're going to be a sure thing.
What he's saying is, stop thinking these two games are who Steph Curry is for an entire NBA season.
The definition of this show and theme to me, Stani, is it's more imperative now that Steph get help. He can't do it by himself, i.e. last year where they didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, the San Francisco 49ers.
Football.
Ooh, they had a barn burner this weekend in Tennessee. Nashville, to be honest. We got to talk about Brandon Ayuk. We'll tell you all the latest updates about him, and I'm sure Daryl the Guru Johnson will want to talk about, the talk of the town right now, the San Francisco Giants. Woo, they are just absolutely en fuego. And that segment was brought to you by Meineke Car Care Centers.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.